Here's a statistic that stopped me in my tracks. Teens who have fewer than 3 family dinners per week are nearly 4 times more likely to try drugs compared to kids who eat together regularly. It's not just about the food, though. It's about something much deeper happening in communities across America.
You know what fascinates me about that? It's such a simple metric that reveals so much about family connection and prevention. And it ties perfectly into this remarkable story from Knoxville about building bridges to recovery.
Let me tell you about this organization that's really cracked the code on prevention and recovery. They've developed this 3-pronged approach that's honestly revolutionary in how it reaches different groups: youth, parents, and people in recovery.
The youth piece especially caught my attention. They're not just lecturing kids about drugs, right? They've got this whole peer-to-peer program going.
Exactly. They created something called YMDC, where high school students become the changemakers. These kids either have personal connections to addiction or just feel passionate about prevention, and they're reaching their peers in ways adults never could.
That makes so much sense, because teenagers are way more likely to listen to other teenagers than adults. What kind of specific programs are they running?
Well, they've got this fascinating curriculum called My Drug-Free Life that asks 3 key questions. How do drugs affect my life right now? How will today's decisions affect my future? And this is the powerful one. How do my choices impact the people around me?
So they're making it about community impact rather than just individual choices. That's quite different from the just say no approach many of us grew up with.
And here's what's really innovative. They start with elementary school kids through a program called Generation RX. But before anyone gets concerned about talking to young kids about drugs, it's actually focused on teaching medication safety.
That makes perfect sense given how many accidental poisonings happen with household medications. They're building that foundation of understanding early.
But what really blows my mind is their teen mental health first aid program. These young people are literally becoming first responders in their own social circles, learning to identify signs of mental illness and substance use disorders among their peers.
That's incredible because it normalizes these conversations at such a crucial age. But let's talk about what they're doing with parents, because that's equally fascinating.
So they've got these 2 different parenting curriculums, active parenting and something called resilient kids. The active parenting one uses video-based instruction to promote what they call an authoritative parenting style, which is different from authoritarian parenting.
What's the distinction there? Because I think that's really important.
Authoritative parenting combines warmth and sensitivity with positive reinforcement and reasoning. It's moving away from threats and punishments toward genuine connection and understanding. And the results are remarkable.
You know what really strikes me about their approach? They meet parents where they are. They understand modern families are overwhelmed with jobs, homework, sports, and everything else.
And that brings us to what might be their most innovative initiative, the Gateway. This is Knoxville's first recovery community center, and it's completely transforming how people think about recovery.
Tell me more about the Gateway. What makes it so special?
Well, first, there's this beautiful metaphor in the building itself. When they bought it in 2019, it was, in their words, in rough shape. But they saw that as a perfect symbol for recovery, starting broken and transforming into something beautiful.
That's such a powerful image. And I understand they've provided an incredible number of services already.
The numbers are staggering. They crossed the 50,000 services mark recently. But what really gets me is their coffee shop program. They specifically hire people in recovery, giving them not just employment, but dignity and purpose.
I heard about one employee, Christy, who hadn't worked a regular job since 2008 because of her addiction. Now she's serving coffee and rebuilding her life.
And they offer everything from music therapy to art therapy to life skills training. They understand that recovery isn't just about stopping substance use. It's about building a whole new life.
What really impresses me is how all these different approaches, youth programs, parent support, and recovery services are actually interconnected.
That's exactly right. The teenager prevented from using substances today might never need recovery services tomorrow. The parent who learns to create a nurturing home environment protects not just their child, but contributes to community-wide prevention.
And the person in successful recovery might become a peer specialist, helping others find their path. It's this beautiful cycle of community support.
You know what's really remarkable? When the pandemic hit and overdose deaths in Knox County reached 413 in a single year, they didn't wait for perfect conditions. They opened the gateway even while still raising funds because they knew people needed help immediately.
That kind of urgency combined with long-term planning really sets them apart, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And after looking at all this, it really drives home that prevention is possible, treatment works, and recovery is real. They're proving it every day with real results and transformed lives.
And they've been doing this work for nearly 40 years, constantly adapting to changing drug trends and community needs. That's quite a legacy.
Well, I think that brings us to a perfect closing thought. Whether you're a teenager facing peer pressure, a parent trying to navigate these challenging times, or someone seeking recovery, you're not alone. There are people and organizations ready to help, without judgment, with evidence-based approaches that actually work.